Idumi Yavro, who are afraid maybe she'll become pregnant again while she's nursing the first baby. Umaka Chalba, and her milk will get dirty, then she will stop having milk. So therefore she won't be able to nurse the baby anymore. That's why we don't want you to remarry her. For Kotlalay, the kid will die from starvation. For the Gemari Hochi, if so, the Deinami, then the first husband also, when your wife gives birth, the next 2 years when she's nursing, she should not be able to live with her. She shouldn't become pregnant again to ruin the milk. And the Gemara di day, Mesamsimolay Bebeitzim V'cholof. But your own child, so even if your wife stops nursing, you'll supply eggs and milk to feed the baby. For the Gemara di do nami, Mimasmusolay Bebeitzim V'cholof. If so, even though it's not your baby, she'll take care of a baby. Like even if she comes pregnant a second time, that she can't nurse anymore, she'll also feed her first child with eggs and milk. And the Gemara lo yoyev labal, no, the husband won't feed her. The husband will say, this is not my child, it's your child, I don't want to feed you. I'm not going to give you money to buy eggs and milk for the baby. For the Gemara of lezvinu liyorshim, so good, let it go to the yorshim of the first husband. In other words, really, who's the father here? The first one. So the first father has a chiyuv to mefarnes the children. So she has the right to go to the yorshim, the kids that yarshim the father, and say, listen, this is your father's son. He has to feed him. He has to give him money. The Moran says, Amar Abaye says like this, Isha, Boisha, Lava, Lebezdin. Isha is embarrassed to go to Bezdin. For Regis has been not true. Really, she has a din. She has a time to go to Bezdin to tell the Yorshim, that Uyashim, her first husband, to give her money to feed the kid. But she's embarrassed to go to Bezdin. So we're afraid she's not going to want to go to Bezdin. And therefore, she's not going to have money from the second husband to feed the kid. And therefore, maybe a kid will die. So that's the reason why you're not allowed to marry a pregnant lady. Or he can't marry Anisha, that's a menekes. Anisha just had a baby, can't remarry the first 2 months. Yeah. Tisant, yeah. Afraid of such a zach, yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Achas besulos v'achas bulos. Whether she's a besula, whether she's a bula, the lochari, she can't remarry the first 3 months. Fred Gemara, what's the double lashon in the Mishnah? Hai niyu besulos v'hai niyu arusos. Hai niyu bulos v'hai niyu nesuyos. And the Mishnah says, whether she's a psula or an arusa. The Chur is the same thing. A psula means nobody lived with her yet. And arusa means she only has kedushin and not chupa, not nesuyin. Hainin it says bulais. Chur that means that she's married already, you have nesuyin. Vayini is nesuyis. Chur is the same thing. What's the double lashon of the psula arusa is bulais and nesuyis? Omri Avyud HaChikom. This is what our Mishnah means to say. In Echnamis, one case. Achas psulais viachas bulais. Whether the Isha is a psula means she did not live with the man yet. The Yachas Bulas, whether she did have Biyah with the man already. Shenas Armula, whether they lost the husband. Oishenas Garsha, or else they received a get. Now, Bayman Erison, whether by the first husband they only had Kedushin, no Nesuyin. Bayman and Nesuyin, whether even they had Nesuyin, still the Tanakhama of our Mishnah holds, there's a loy plug, she is not allowed to get married for the first 3 months. Even though she's still a psula, she's only an arusa, she only has kedushin with the first husband, so we know for sure she's not pregnant, still our Tanakam holds as a light plug, that no, you're not allowed to remarry any isha the first 3 months. But the Mishnah doesn't mean a double case, it's just explaining it. Rashi Zachikama, Kleima, Loi Tisni Achas V'Yachas D'mash Metrei Mili, it's not two separate things. Elokula Chodikatonya saw one thing. But Roshikim of course is explaining it now. Achas Basulas Vachas Bulas. The Gershnisamal Oinis Garshu, Beman Ersin, Aino Basulas, Beman Nasuin, Aino Bulas. Right. Rabbi Zemor says now, Rabbi Eloza, Loyola, Beman Drosher. Rabbi Eloza didn't go to base, didn't go to Yeshiva that day. Ashkechel Rabasi, he met up with Rabasi. Omalei, my Yom Rabban of Beman Drosher. What did they say over in Yeshiva today? Omalei, so he said back to him, Hoch Yom Rabbi Yechon, this is what Rabbi Yechon said, you should know, Halocha Karebi Yosi. Halocha is like Rabbi Yosi in Amishna Zatrashi, Tishori, Erusas Linose. He doesn't make a plug. If by the first husband he only had Kedushin, so you know for sure she's not pregnant, she's allowed to remarry right away. Hoyu Veleka Lemechesh Lezera Rishoin. Unesuya, even if they did have Nesuyin by the first husband, is Lieris. She's allowed to have Kedushin with the second husband now. She just has to wait. She can't have Nesuyin with the second husband 3 months. But we don't make Xerah of Nesuyin of the Kedushin of the Nesuyin.
Rashi, behind the nukkah, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, why doesn't it say Rabbi Yehuda also says that shita? Because Rabbi Yosef even says about Avelus also. So Kitzur, they said over lachas for Rabbi Yosef, that what? That an Isha only has to wait if there's a question, maybe she's pregnant. But if you know for sure she's not pregnant, whether you only had Kedushim by the first husband, she is allowed to remarry. So Mara says now, Mechlau, the Yechidoi Polagalei, and the Chorot Zakashin Rabbi Yechon, how can you say, Loch Rabbi Yosef, the Tanakama argues. So you have to say, Mechlau, who is the Tanakama? Not the Rabbin, but it's also only a Yochid. Since it's only a Yochid, therefore we pass along Rabbi Yosef. So Mara says, in, it's true, I'll bring you proof for this. But Tanya, I'll bring you proof. It says a price like this. Harei Shehoyser would do for the Enoch Lebeis Aviyah. Like before the husband died, or before the husband gave the get, it was known that the wife was not with him. She always used to run home to her father's house. And the last few months she was by her father's house. Or else it was Yedua, he had arguments the last few months, and everybody knows they didn't live together. Or else the husband was in prison the last half a year, and then he died in prison. So kids, in these cases we know for sure his wife is not pregnant. Or Shoya Baila Zokin, the husband was very old. Or Choylo sick, he couldn't have kids. Or Shoya Si Choylo, or Shapila. Or else she was sick, she couldn't become pregnant. Or Shapila Acha Mrs. Baila. Or else the next day after her husband died, she was Mapo. So in such cases, there's no question about Lahavchin. We know for sure she's not pregnant now. Or Shoya Sakora, else let's say she was an Akora. Or Isakain, or else she's too old to have children. Or Ketana, or else she's too small, too young to have children. Or Yaronis, also we know she can't have children. Or Ishaina Ruyal Eilat, Rashi's Islands means she was born that way, and then Ruyal means something else happened. She took Sam, she took medicine. We know for sure she can't have children. So Tanakama holds, Tzuricha Lahamten Gimul Chadoshim Divi Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, that there's a loy plug. An Isha always has to wait 3 months before she could remarry. So we see clearly who's the Tanakam of our Mishnah, not Stam Chachomim, but Rabbi Meir Esh Yochid. Now Rabbi Yehuda, or some of the Girsa should be Rabbi Yosiyim, Rabbi Yosi holds, Matali Eris, no, he's Matat to have Erisin. She's allowed to have Kedushin and Nisuyin right away. This is Rabbi Yosi Shita, now Mishnah, there's no loy plug here. Since Lamaisa, we know for sure they're not pregnant, there's no question of a son involved here, so she's allowed to get married right away. So it's good for Rabbi Yechon and Paslach, and now Mishnah, like Rabbi Yosi, because it's only Yochid Rabbi Meir arguing. Rabbi Chiyah said like this, that Choza boy Rabbi Yechon, Shno Rabbi Yechon was Chayzer, now he said, no, the Loch is not like Rabbi Yosi. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, "E hoda bay, we must be sent the karma hoda bay. If there's a reason why Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer, it was from the Mishnah that the karma Rashi says it means Karen B'Yavna. There's a special Mishnah that was learned in Karen B'Yavna. Rashi says it means Yoshrim Shura Shuras Kene Karen. The Talmidim used to sit there in rows, looked like a vineyard. That's why it's called Karen B'Yavna. But from that Mishnah, that's why maybe Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer. Why the Tanya was learned like this? Omer Rabbi Yishmael." Binoi Shurab Yechon Amruka. Shemati heard over Mipi Chachomim. The Karen Biyavna heard over the Chachomim from Karen Biyavna that Kulon Srichois Lahamtin Shlesha Chadoshim. I heard over Loi Plug that no matter what type of an Isha she is, even if we know for sure she's not pregnant, still there's a Loi Plug, no difference. She has to wait 3 months. And it's like a Stam Mishnah. This is the reason why Rabbi Yechon was Chayzer. Because he heard over this halachia that says, Kulon Tzrichas Lamtin. Omle Rav Yimel Rav Zerika, Kiyalis Lekayim of the Rav Avua, when you go up in front of Rav Avua, you should know, Romi Lei, ask him like this, Mi Omle Rav Yechon Halach Rav Yosi, is it true that Rav Yechon said, Halach Rav Yosi, I've Omle Rav Yechon and Halach Gestam Mishnah. It's Halach like Gestam Mishnah, Rav Yechon always says. Well, Tanan we learned, Kol Hanoshim Lo Yinosu, So that's the question he asked. How could Rabbi Yochanan before say halacha k'Rabbi Yosef before he was chayzer? I have the Stam Mishnah here, and the Stam Mishnah says that nobody could remarry the first 3 months. So it's clear in Rabbi Yochanan, since Rabbi Yochanan himself always says halacha k'Stam Mishnah, and if a Stam Mishnah, the first 3 months you can't remarry.
So Moran said back, Omale, he said, the Rami Lechoho, whoever asked this question, Lechosh the Kimcha, wasn't choshed by Tidia's wheat, or didn't grind his wheat, in other words, didn't know what he's talking about. Why? Because it's a stam v'yachakach machlekes. That's true, it's a stam mishnah over there, but right afterwards, the next mishnah is a machlekes. And the klal is, v'yein aloch kestam. If you have a stam mishnah, and right away you have a machlekes about it, the aloch is not like the stam mishnah. So therefore, it's not a kasha in Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says aloch kestam mishnah when there's not a machlekes right afterwards. But over here, that there's a machlekes right afterwards, about the aloch is not like the stam mishnah. The Yomer Rav Papa, the Yitayim Rav Yechanan, Machloikis V'yachakach Stam, if it's a Machloikis. And then there's a Stam Mishnah, Halacha Kestam. That's true, the Stam comes second, we pass him like the Stam Mishnah. What about the opposite way? Stam, first it's a Stam Mishnah. V'yachakach Machloikis, then there's a Machloikis about it. Ein Halacha Kestam. We do not pass him like the Stam Mishnah. So Mela, it's not a, no stira on Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan, when he first passed Halacha Rav Yasi, it's not a stira to the klal Halacha Kestam Mishnah. There's no Stam Mishnah here, not like Rav Yasi. Tomorrow now, Mistomich v'ozor Rav Avua, Rav Avua was walking and leaning Akasre de Rav Nochim, on the shoulder of Rav Nochim, Shemaya, his servant. Mankit v'ozor Hilchasa, Minei, they were saying over Halachas. Is boy minay? So he asked him a question like this: what's the halacha machlokes v'yachakach stam? If first is a machlokes in the mishnah, and then the next mishnah says a stam, it doesn't say b'shem name, it just says halacha stam. What's the halacha? Omula answered back, you should know halacha kastam. Then halacha is kastam. The stam comes second. That's the way we paskin. What about the opposite way? Let's say first the mishnah says stam, says halacha, doesn't say a name. V'yachakach machlokes, then it's put on a machlokes nai, or a malay, he answers back, you know, the klal is, ain halacha kestam. We don't pass like a stam mishnah. Now, it's good like we just got finished saying. Now we ask another question. What's going to be, stoma de masnis in the machlokes b'braisa? Let's say it says stam in the mishnah, and the machlokes is only brought down in the braisa, not in the mishnah mai. Or Malay, you should know halacha kestam. Avada, the Mishnah is the Yikar, and even though there's a machlokes afterwards, but since the next machlokes is not in the Mishnayit, it's only in the Braisa, it doesn't affect the Mishnah. The halacha still remains kestam Mishnah. What about machlokes b'masnitzin? For stam b'braisa, you have a machlokes in the Mishnah, and then the next thing is brought down stam in the Braisa. What's the halacha? Is it like a stam Mishnah? We pass like it or not? My, or Malay, he answered back.